Good morning. A frigid start to this Thanksgiving Day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone starting the day in the single digits to around 10 above. Then you factor in the wind and it feels like it's at or below zero region-wide. Wind chill values will be the story today, as despite nearly full sunshine, it'll do little to get us much above the 20-degree mark. In fact, most of the hills and mountains will stay in the middle and upper teens. Some valley locations will reach into the lower 20s. However, when you factor in that wind, which will gust 20 miles per hour throughout the day, it'll feel like, in most places, 0 to 10 above with the wind chill right through the afternoon. High pressure will continue to build in as we get into the night tonight, and the wind will eventually die out. But temperatures will continue to drop overnight, and lows will be in the 0 to 5 above range in the valleys by sunrise on Friday. And most of the hills and mountains will go below zero for overnight lows. So waking up on Black Friday in the morning, a frigid start. With sunshine, we'll rebound nicely in the afternoon, and with less wind, it'll be more comfortable, even though temperatures will still fall about 20 degrees below normal, topping out on Friday in the middle and upper 20s. Temperatures will moderate further into the weekend as a storm system approaches on Saturday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and highs will reach to about the 40-degree mark. Showers will arrive mainly in the form of rain by Saturday evening, then a steadier and perhaps some heavier rain on Saturday night. Right now, it looks like this system will pivot through the region by Sunday morning, and aside from some leftover showers, it'll be dry for the second half of the weekend, especially Sunday afternoon with some sunshine, as temperatures climb into the mid-40s. Another series of disturbances will approach as we get into the early part of next week, with rain likely again by late in the day on Monday in the lower 40s. Some snow showers behind that system on Tuesday with highs near 40, and a few snow showers left over on Wednesday with highs back into the mid-30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wet couple of days is in store for much of the western United States as a series of upper-level systems move through. Heavy rainfall is likely to continue through Friday across portions of California and the Pacific Northwest, with rain reaching inland across the lower elevations of the Great Basin and Intermountain West as well. Excessive rainfall, a concern, especially across California, where heavy rain over recent burn scars may lead to flash flooding, debris flows, and mudslides. The Weather Prediction Center has highlighted much of this region in a marginal to slight risk for excessive rainfall, and flash flood watches are also in effect across interior portions of Northern California. In addition to the rainfall threat, heavy snow is likely in the higher terrain of the Cascades, Sierras, and Intermountain West, where as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow is possible. Winter storm warnings, watches, and advisories are in effect for some locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and blowing snow, mostly cloudy skies and 14 below zero, with a northwest wind at 77 gusting to 116 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 above zero, the dew point 3 below, 57% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.45 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extreme ran from a high of 86 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 9 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, Boston, sunny, windy near 20, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 29, that's 9 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, that equaled 3/10 of an inch of snow. For the month now, 9 inches, which is 7.7 inches above normal, and that 9 inches for the season is 7.4 inches above normal. There were 36 heating degree days yesterday in Albany, 537 now for the month, which is 38 above normal, and 1,079 for the season, which is 65 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 70 in 1931. And the record low, 9 in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m. 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and windy today, highs in the teens. Clear and very cold tonight, 10 below to 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and windy today, highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny and windy today, highs in the middle and upper teens. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and windy today with highs right around 20. Clear and very cold tonight with lows near 5 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, near 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with less wind, more comfortable, middle and upper 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, chance of showers by dark, and a steady rain at night. Highs in the lower 40s, a morning shower, then increasing sun on Sunday, mid-40s, rain likely late in the day on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 40s, and cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers both Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.